before playing football at Lincoln Financial Field, and before sharing Veterans Stadium with the Philadelphia Phillies, the Eagles spent over a decade playing right here at Franklin Field. Built in 1895 on the University of Pennsylvania's campus, this is the oldest football stadium in the country still in use today. The total cost of building this structure was $100,000. And to put that into perspective, to build this exact building today, it would be about $2.8 million. Franklin Field can claim its fair share of firsts in its 119 years of existence, including the first stadium to have a scoreboard and upper deck, and it was from here where the first live football radio broadcast took place. And it was the first NFL stadium to use artificial turf. So many great moments in Eagles history happened right here on this field, including, of course, the most famous one, the 1960 NFL Championship game, where the Eagles defeated the Green Bay Packers 17-13. 67,000 fans flooded this stadium to watch Vince Lombardi's only career playoff loss. Can you believe that the last time the Eagles were on this field, head coach Chip Kelly was only 7 years old? That was on December 20th, 1970. The Eagles faced the Pittsburgh Steelers and walked away with a 30-20 win. Since then, this has been the home to the University of Pennsylvania's sports teams, where it is the oldest stadium still in use for college athletics. The Eagles will return to their roots on Sunday, August 10th, for their final open practice of training camp right here on Franklin Field.